it's not like, it's like Randy Moss, if you have him on the field and you're not going to target him, he's potentially like a wasted player. Randy Moss is not going to throw that block to spring your running back. But someone like Gronk, like, you have him on the field, you got to have a linebacker or a spy, someone looking for Gronk. And if you don't, like, even if they don't throw the ball, like, you've got a really good, top-notch, maybe the best tight end blocker on the field.
Yeah. But I feel taking the whole year off, coming in next year 30, seeing what the Patriots do next year. Patriots without Gronk for a whole year is going to be tough. I don't think they go that far. I think Mahomes evolves this year and wins this year. And then
I don't
next,
think Gronk was a player with anybody but TB12.
Yeah.
So if you say Gronk said a whole year, then he's maybe, by my, what I think he's got 1 year left with Tom then. So he takes a year off, plays one more year, and then he's done for good. I think Jules, Tom retire at the same time.
And you saying Tom only has 2 years left?
I'm thinking about 2 years from now, he'll be what, 45? 44?
Didn't he just turn 40?
One more ring.
I thought he just turned 40 this year.
No, 40,
he's
41. 40,
he's
41. 41
he's 41.
So 43?
So 2 years would be 43. I say he goes to 45, so we're going 4 years here. So now we're talking, let's go 4 years. Let's just, Tom Brady goes 4 years. Gronk sits this year and becomes completely healthy. Let's say he actually takes it serious. Let's say he goes and fucks around with Tom Brady's personal guy or whatever it is, right?
Snake oils.
Yeah, all that bullshit, right? Comes back completely healthy. For the next 3 years, you might get a Gronk that's injuredless and durable. Wouldn't you take that?
He already works with Tom's guy, dude.
He already works with Tom's guy? Well, just a full year off. So let's just say a full year off, healing. Getting back to it, getting durable, eating right, doing all that stuff, coming back thinner maybe. Maybe coming back a little quicker.
I'll tell you what, it'll be interesting to see what the market is for Gronk outside of football. Because they're like, oh yeah, he wants to try acting. Like, how many roles are there for Gronk? Like, what is there for Gronk? Like,
it'd be terrible.
Apparently he hasn't spent any of his $60 million in football. He's been living off endorsements. But, like, it'll be, because, like, I don't know, like, a 30-year-old Gronk, I think he would be bored as shit on, like, a sideline being, like, a commentator. Like, I think he wants to actually do something.
You know what he would have
Gronk
to do?
Like, represents the party, so we'll see. Like,
you know what would be
we'll
awesome
see if
for
there's,
Gronk?
There's, like, a space for retired Gronk to, like, make some serious money.
And I got it for you. You ready? MTV.
Gross.
Gronk has his own fucking show on MTV, and he parties his ass off just like one of them Jersey Shore dudes. Him and his bros become one of the key guys in show as Gronk is the main figure. He would be absolutely perfect. Alright, Gronk parties in your city. Some where you go city to city, partying his ass off. Oh, I'll play it in the NFL. We play the Cincinnati Bengals. Let me show you the dope spots in Cincinnati. Some bro-ass fucking show. You know people would watch it. MTV fans especially. And then you bring the sports fans' interest into it. And you... Perfect. You're getting millions of views on those episodes.
No, but
he'll make good money. Plus, his endorsements might take a hit on some shit he'll do on that show, but he'll gain endorsements in alcohol, fucking
not
clothing brands. What is it?
Alcohol is not sustainable.
Yeah, but he could advertise a brand, Grey Goose with a Gronk on it. Oh, yeah, we party in Miami, and this is what we drink.
If he's
Grey
smart,
Goose.
He make his own alcohol.
There you go. You start up your own shit with somebody. Let's say Hennessy comes in and says, you know what? Someone can come in and actually make this a big thing. You know what? A tequila company in Mexico would definitely, hey, give you a tequila, Gronk. You could bring that up. Who has a fucking... doesn't Tom Brady have liquor? Who has liquor? Who has
no,
liquor?
No, Tom Brady does not have liquor. But the real thing, though, Angel, is MTV could not do a reality show about Gronk. MTV could do a reality show about Gronk's brothers talking to Gronk. Like, there's no way they could pay. MTV Now, there's no way MTV Now could pay Gronk.
Are you kidding me?
They would not.
Look how much shit they have. Bro, MTV their has shows good suck.
Bro,
money.
MTV Team showed
Moms and all that other shit.
As I'm watching a show about Pauly D dating, yeah. There's a show about Pauly D and Vinny dating
girls,
two girls together. Find the right one in this show.
No, so these
that's
two
the biggest
girls,
killer ever.
These two dudes are gonna date couple friends at a time, and you don't say Gronk can come in on TV.
Gronk dated Bree Olson. Bree Olson slept with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, and you don't say he's MTV. We can say whatever, any story that you say about Gronk.
But Gronk's like in a committed relationship now, man.
Yes, sports.
He doesn't think Gronk anymore.
Sports Illustrated Swimwear.
I did not know that. But still, a party Gronk?
We had a kid on the football team.
Oh, yeah, dude.
A party I'm pretty sure Gronk can still go out there and party and still be in a committed relationship. But Gronk's personality, that's what we're talking about. Enhance that with some liquor, bring in some security, so Gronk goes home by himself every night. That's what happens in all these shows. You don't think... I mean, Vinny and Pauly D are not banging every fucking episode some random skank they're bringing home every night.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, obviously.
I mean, they probably are.
Yeah, no, because Vinny's in a relationship with some bullshit, and I think Pauly was in for a while, but now they're single now. But at those point in time where you see the Jersey Shore, those guys were going out, partying, doing their thing, and coming home alone. So you don't say Gronk that's, you know, I could party my ass off. I could do whatever. Let me take my fucking shirt off. I'm fucking Miami. Da-da-da-da-da. That's Gronk. Could be advertisable on MTV and still be safe in your relationship.
I don't argue that he's advertisable. I think that's a little bit lowbrow for Gronk.
So what is Gronk going to do?
Right.
He's too hyper for TV.
Like, I think he thinks he can do much better. Like, I think he thinks he can be in movies. Like, he can be in action movies. I think he thinks he can be in, like, Expendables and Fast and the Furious. And he's got a movie coming out on Netflix soon that he filmed last summer. So, I think he thinks he can do, like...
Do you really think those movies are going to be good?
Not Bitten from Jersey Shore type shit.
Yeah, but do you think those movies are going to be good?
I think he thinks he's going to, like... I think he's going to think he can do, like, the fucking The Rock, the Titan Games kind of thing, where he's hosting a show on NBC. I don't think he thinks that he's going to be slumming it on MTV with The Situation.
If I'm Gronk, I'm just remaking, sweet-ass movies I loved as a kid, like School of Rock. Could you imagine Rob Gronkowski is in the role of Jack Black? Hey guys, I'm just here to substitute. If Gronk shows up as my substitute teacher, I fucking quit life, dude. I'm not listening to that fucking meathead teach me fucking geometry. Fuck you. I don't even make it to the point where he asked me to be in his fucking weird, creepy band.
I don't... Do we honestly think Gronk can be serious? Taken serious in movies? Action movies and shit like that. Those Expendable movies are a joke.
He successfully beat the fucking Tide Pod Challenge. He knocked all that shit off with one Super Bowl ad of him advertising Tide Pods. Kids were like, well, he's not eating them. And then he fucking... And then you never heard a fucking thing about it again, man. He's done more for children than Michelle Obama.
Oh, my goodness.
I was really hoping for Jay to have a fucking good laugh with that one. God damn it.
I mean, that's not saying much, though.
What are you looking at over there?
I'm just getting a text from the wife. She wants me to wrap it up around 10.
I told you.
What happened to after? Like, where the fuck? We're just going to be on a time schedule?
Jay, now? I understand. You know what? Because now you're in it,
I'm
man.
I'm in her bed, dude.
Yeah, she takes... Hey, man. Hey, if Jay fights with her, she takes half his shit. I don't blame him. You don't argue one bit, do you? I would just eat everything and be like, you know what? I ain't losing it. I ain't losing half my shit. Now I wouldn't care. I have nothing.
You guys think I make the money. Oh, that's... No, I'm an Angel spot, man.
I love that.